published more leaked memos from Britain's former ambassador to Washington, despite a warning from British police that doing so might be a crime. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The UK newspaper The Mail on Sunday defiantly published a cable in which UK Ambassador Kim Darroch says President Donald Trump pulled out of a nuclear deal with Iran as an act of diplomatic vandalism, to spite his predecessor Barack Obama. Darroch resigned last week after the newspaper published cables in which he branded the Trump administration dysfunctional and inept. The White House responded by refusing to deal with him. UK police are hunting the culprits behind the leak and contentiously warned journalists that publishing the documents could also constitute a criminal offence. Karen Chamas, London.
The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry is moving over western Louisiana with maximum sustained winds of 75 kilometers per hour. Its primary threat is life-threatening flooding rains, as the storm is expected to douse south-central Louisiana with 15 to 30 centimeters of rain, with some areas receiving as much as 50 centimeters. Barry is the first Atlantic hurricane of the season. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign, confirmed Friday by President Trump, is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases. The president's announcement is expected to be well received by supporters of his campaign promises. This is VOA News. A 69-year-old man armed with a rifle threw incendiary devices at an immigration jail in Washington state early Saturday morning, then was found dead after four police officers arrived and opened fire, authorities said. The Tacoma Police Department said the officers responded about 4 a.m. to the privately run Homeland Security detention facility, which holds immigrants pending deportation proceedings. The detention center has also held immigration-seeking parents separated from their children under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, an effort meant to deter illegal immigration. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied in Hong Kong on Sunday, driven by deep-seated anger at the government's handling of an extradition bill, which has revived fears of Beijing attempting to erode freedoms in the former British colony. Police used batons and pepper spray against the demonstrators, and many protesters expressed their frustration and disappointment with local law enforcement authorities.
We are fighting for democracy, human rights, and freedom. Yes, we cannot accept anymore. The Hong Kong police is not work for Hong Kong people anymore. They are work for the China. No, we cannot under that. We cannot accept that. We need to be liberate. Thank you.
Hong Kong has been the site of weekend demonstrations for weeks. Pakistan and India have agreed to expeditiously work out issues related to a new border crossing that would allow Sikh pilgrims visa-free access to one of their holiest temples in Pakistan. The temple is believed to have been built on the final resting place of Guru Nanak, the founder of the Sikh religion, who died in the 16th century. High-level delegations from the two nuclear-armed rivals met Sunday on the Pakistani side of the Wagah border crossing to discuss what is named the Kartarpur Corridor. They're aiming to make the corridor operational by November, ahead of the commemoration of the 550th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak. In the early hours of Monday, India is set to launch a mission to an uncharted area of the moon, marking a significant milestone in its steadily expanding ambitions in space. If successful, India would become the fourth country to land a probe on the moon after the United States, Russia, and China, and secure its place as a leading spacefaring nation. The Chandrayaan-2, which means moon vehicle in Sanskrit, will have a lunar orbiter, lander, and rover. New York City officials said power was restored to Manhattan's West Side shortly after midnight Saturday, after a transformer explosion earlier that evening knocked out power to some 72,000 customers. Traffic lights went out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners quit working. The lights on Broadway even went out briefly. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.